It was interesting in regard to Eric's confession of sin that heard Scott Brown say recently, the biblical laws require the sick to be quarantined, not the healthy. So it's a little bit different what we're doing now. In our affirmation of our confession of faith, we affirm without reservation the inerrancy of Scripture and the inspiration of Scripture. To understand Scripture and to avoid making or taking inappropriate license, however, requires that we use correct principles of interpretation. Those principles are in biblical hermeneutics. Article 5 of the Chicago Statement of Biblical Hermeneutics states, do we have that here? Okay, good. We affirm that the Holy Spirit enables believers to appropriate and apply Scripture to their lives. Norman Geisler says that the design of this article is to indicate that the ministry of the Holy Spirit extends beyond inspiration of Scripture to its very application to the lives of believers. Who does the Bible say is the author of Scripture? You know, it's the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised his disciples that he would empower them to teach and preach by the help of the Holy Spirit. In John 14, he said, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, who the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." Paul explained in 1 Corinthians 2 that it is the Holy Spirit who searches for us the deep things of God so that we can understand the things given to us by God. He wrote, "But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God." It is the Holy Spirit who applies Scripture to our lives. The denial of Article 5 states, "We deny that the natural man is able to discern spiritually the biblical message apart from the Holy Spirit." I ask you, who is better able to interpret Scripture than its author? Just as no one calls Jesus Lord except by the Holy Spirit, so no one can appropriate the message of Scripture to his life apart from the gracious work of the Holy Spirit. This denial stresses that the natural man does not receive the spiritual message of Scripture. Paul spoke to the Corinthians of the activity of the Spirit in all gifts exercised by believers. He said, "Therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit." There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are diversities of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but the same God who works in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of the Spirit through the Spirit, or word of wisdom through the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Apart from the work of the Holy Spirit, there is no welcome for scriptural truth in an unregenerate heart. Self-interest colors all the reading of the unbeliever. Without the work of the Holy Spirit, the non-Christian will not welcome the message of Scripture into his heart. Father, we confess that Scripture is your inerrant word of truth. We pray for the help of your Holy Spirit in understanding and applying all scriptural truth. In Jesus' name, amen.